wood.
That's where you used to knock on wood.
Things that they'll do is they'll give you, as their enemy, a reason to not be able to attack them without hurting you. So like the Jordan diversion of water. Now you can now go ahead and attack me, but you know I own the headwater. So, you know, gets thirsty. Little things like that, like the market, or Christian, Muslim, per se, you know, keep things quiet. You know, that's giving a lot of creative thought to just what sort of institutions can you use to break this? What would be it? I mean, it's not like they haven't thought about it. I think the West tends to think, oh, they're responsible, they don't care, they're cold-hearted. They're beating their brains out against this. They're rather than they're trying to run this wrong.
See a window, and in the window you see a crack in the rock, because it says when Jesus was crucified, the earth split. What happened here, you see in the picture, they took Jesus off the cross, laid the body on the rock, anointed it with spices, hyssop, and other, and then covered him with a shroud, and then to the tomb. You will see groups, especially Orthodox, bring all the things they bought, or takes car, or anything. They bring perfume from home. They spread it out, and they collect it to give it to the family at home. So all the gifts that they have, they want to give them with a little bit of the anointing of this place here. And that's exactly what they do, and that's what you smell. So they touch, you see, things they buy, they put it on. They try to take anything. Sometimes you see them with cotton, trying to absorb as much as possible of the stone of the preparation before the tomb.
not buried anymore, folks.
This is my neighbor's it's a proposed tomb of the town of Jesus. I should know when I went through it.
Yeah.
This is what it looked like.
Oh.
The structure. Moving on.
This is where we made our appointment. We met with the patriarch. Well, we met with this priest, main priest, and he took us to the patriarch of the Armenian church. And we actually had an audience with him. You know, sat down and talked in his big office and everything. All the scrolls and everything he had there.
Did you like the Armenian church?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was pretty, yeah.
Rosetta. Okay, so here you can see fire. There was a very bad fire here. There is a good fire now, they do flames, and I don't know if you saw it on television once. And because this is all made of stone and wood, the stone started to crack. And you see that the rail that tried to hold the place. Only recently they started to do reconstruction, and even the British didn't dare to do that because of the status quo. And that dome and this one is new. When we look from a distance, you saw this dome, you see the first one, and the big one. We did not see these two. That's the big gray one. Okay, but I do want you to see tombs here. So we're going to go beyond. Hard to believe, but what you see here, do you see the candle there? The candle is what is left of the Rolling Stone. Every time people come, they chisel out souvenir. So they covered it with glass, and there's a headstone. Jesus was not buried under a headstone. This is just marking the tomb. Two-thirds, don't be surprised, two-thirds Greek Orthodox Roman Catholic, third, and there's a wall that divides, even the tomb is divided. So I'll take you to this.
Oh my word. Even the tomb. She said even the tomb is divided. Two-thirds of its Roman Catholic and yeah, one-third of its Armenian.
Another little sign on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, but not as big. Not as imposing, so you don't have to prepare yourself.
I'm not feeling so prepared.
This is something you shouldn't even talk about beforehand. You just have to experience. And that's why I haven't been feeling.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying I'm not overwhelmed. I just, to me, this is a lot of bricks and mortar and BS, frankly. And if other people find it otherwise, then God bless them. I don't.
This is going to be challenging. This site is going to pop up.
Seven, I guess, is the number of completion anyway. So all the churches. So that includes any church we will ever be a member of.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so it's not like you can say, okay, there's a good church, but the others are bad. No, no, no. We're all humbled before the Lord.
There you go. You got it right on.
Let's see, are we missing something, or did I see our people go this way? Here's some of them.
There are two who actually look like this. And what it says, there was a tomb. And we don't know if the whole complex or catacombs were not used, or only Joseph of Arimathea. According to the Assyrian church, this is Joseph of Arimathea too. If he gave this tomb, then he must have given another one. The important thing is what you see here, these are two from the second temple. So we're definitely, and I'm going to show you the wall, we're definitely outside the city wall. We're definitely in the area of Calvary, should have been out there where we climbed up. And what we see here, we see some of the tombs that were found here. I showed you the entrance to the tomb from one side. We saw people standing on the line only to one side. It's the Roman Catholic and the Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox tomb. And on this side, it's the Coptic, Assyrian, and so forth. But it's the same headstone. Jesus was not put under headstone because they didn't use headstones in those days. So what you look at, that's the way the tomb looked like. Even though Titus destroyed, I believe they would know where he was buried because that was scary. Not only that, we have evidence of pilgrims who came here who left graffiti on the wall on the outside of Hadrian Temple for Aphrodite. So there's no question. It was very hard to the British to accept this place in 1970 or 1925. And they saw it within the wall, so that was hard. Seeing all these ornaments, seeing all these funny people with all kinds of funny things on the ground, it's a holy place. And this is kind of important because now we're waiting to get in. We're holding them off. All right, so let's go to the next place and I'll tell you some more.
You get the part.
Okay.
From here, would say go double time and take a... Because I just zapped out of batteries.
What kind of batteries?
Yeah, I have a couple batteries here, but I think they're old ones, but I'm going to put them in there. They may have a little juice left in them. But, so just be heavy on taking pictures, because I'm out of ammo. No big deal.
What was this?
No, I don't think this. I didn't.
The earthquake rock.
Earthquake rock.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
So Dave, I kind of missed it. What exactly has happened here that you go through this door?
What exactly?
What
that's
has happened?
Dismal inside, wasn't it?
The what? Where? But Christ? Where? Who? Where? Who was? Something happened here. Do you know what happened here?
Sure.
Okay. Does anybody know what happened here or what
some
was
kind
here?
Of proof behind that?
No one knows.
No idea.
Okay. So I'm going to ask her to help us with that, and maybe she will think of it. An idiot, but I will know that I have company.
Crosses on the wall right over there.
Okay. Yeah.
I was asked what about what we have here, this is my favorite one. Why is that? First of all, you see the Lenny Blue Cross, because this is the best evidence right here. This is the coin. And if you look at the square cut, they cut the stone, and then they would put beam wood and set water to the wood would expand, and then dry, and this is how they would cut it. And you can see that this stone is so soft, like we saw in other places. It's not good for building, so we leave it. But we keep beating around and around and around. And this is how you end up with a high rock and the whole marketplace outside. You are right above this. But you can see right here the touching point where you stick your hand above the crack. But you see the place where the church touched the rock of Calvary. The whole church leaned on the rock of Calvary. You see it right here. Right here. In this very spot. Right here. You know, somebody told me a story, and not just so much up here, just about a teacher that teaches the first grade. And you know, first grade is the hardest time, and if any child has a problem, you don't know when you start first grade. And that teacher had a child that had a terminal disease, and he would not come to school, and then he would come to school, and he always wanted more attention. So he kind of go after the teacher, and you know, the teacher don't like it too much. And she decided she's going to talk to the parents, and you know how teacher said, I think you should take your child to a better school, a school where they can answer his need. The mother told her, look, he's very sick, he's not going to stay with us for a long time. Please keep him for a while. The teacher felt so bad, she says, what have I done? And she decided to work more with the parents. And Easter was coming, just like this time of the year. And she says, I'm ready to do something special, not just egg hunting. What she did, you know, there's a chocolate, that Kinder chocolate, it's a German chocolate, it's an egg, and you have a little present inside. She said, I'll give this to the children, and I'll ask them to put something in the child's beginning of life. She forgot to tell the parents. Goes over, there's no more eggs. So the child said, what about my egg? And she said, it was empty, wasn't it? And he said, he resurrected the empty. And when this boy died, of course, the children brought an empty egg. You know, people argue years after years, was it here, was it there? We're outside the city wall. This is what he felt. This is kind of like, this is the kind of reason. What you see here is nothing. When you come here, pass over, you cannot move. Try to take a cross through a crowd. Some had sympathy to say to him, some strike him. Try to see that. And garden to him here.
And